Hello, my friends. This is Nikna. In this lesson, I'm going to review eight first lessons of the power package. And I'm going to review my experience of this package. I learned a lot from AJ. He introduced a lot of useful book, and thanks, AJ. You were very, very fantastic person. Then, I start my lesson, my this lesson, from lesson two, emotional mastery. AJ in this lesson said that when we want to learn a language, new language, we need to change our physiology, change our body, because then we body is awake, then we mind are awake, so we learn better and better. And in lesson three, emotional mastery two, he said, AJ said that don't focus on the past, on the test, on the bad result that you had on the past. Focus on good result. Imagine yourself vividly that you can speak fluently. Test makes you feel stressed, depressed. So don't say I'm not good at English. You need to take action. You need to pick emotional state. You need to be in a good state to learn better. And in lesson three, AJ talks and lesson four talks about beliefs. He divides beliefs he classify beliefs into the number one is limiting beliefs, and another is empowering beliefs. Limiting beliefs is negative beliefs, something that makes you depressed, something that stops you from being better, stops you from trying hard, sometimes that you said I'm not good at English. This belief that you have makes that you don't try, and you become depressed. So you need to have well beliefs, good beliefs, and to get stronger. And you have to make negative beliefs weaker and strong. Get stronger from good experience that you have. Positive beliefs can lead your English. Try to have good beliefs about learning language. And lesson five is about thought mastery. Thought mastery. What does this mean? This means controlling and managing your thoughts. Changing your thought, it means change your motivation, change your emotion. And then you change your motivation, change your emotion, then you can change your action. And this process AJ introduced as NLP technique. In this technique, he said that first take a negative picture in your mind. Imagine a very negative picture and then make it darker in your mind. Push it away from yourself so it becomes smaller and smaller. Keep pushing it away until disappears. Disappears to nothing. So suddenly, now think of positive, happy picture. Replace that negative picture that you have already with a good picture. Imagine you are successful. Step in the picture again. This cycle of NLP method continues this cycle and yes, take picture, shrink it, push it away, disappear this picture, boom, positive picture. This is your program of your brain. Your brain works in this method better. And in lesson 6, role model. A role model is really a hero. It is important to find a role model to reach your goals, because when you have a role model, you see that that person, what did he do to become successful? So you do what he did, and you don't make mistake that he did. So the role models speed up your learning process. And another thing that you need in learning English is a peer group, the people who you can contact with them and support yourself through them. So by two elements that AJ introduced in this lesson 6, the number one, a role model, and number two, having peer group, you can improve your learning English, and you will have good experience of this method. And in lesson 7, repetition with intensity. Intensity means power. When you want to repeat, when you're going to learn language English, and you want to learn language English by Zavanshinas application, you are repeating every day the same lesson. So maybe you become tired of listening to a lesson. What do you need to do to become to not to become tired? Yes, repetition with intensity. It means you need to have different listening. AJ introduced in this lesson two elements of being successful in this way of in the way of your goal. The first one is disconnection. What is disconnection? Disconnection means difference in two similar things, but there is difference between them. When you're going to get the peak state, you need to change your focus. For example, you are listening one lesson today, and your goal is to understand that lesson. But when you understand that, another day you need to focus on pronunciation, and another day you need to focus on rephrase this lesson. So every day you have a different goal in listening, and this means disconnection. And another thing, the second key is imitate. Imitate means copy exactly of something. When you listen and try to be like a speaker. When AJ talks about one story, you need to, and you listen to AJ, you need to be like AJ, imitate his pronunciation, imitate everything. By this method, you will improve your learning English. And in lesson 8 is about identity. Identity is what you believe about yourself. This belief is global beliefs, what you are. When you think about yourself, that what abilities do you have, and every specific experience that you have is filtered through these global beliefs. For example, let me give you an example. You you have this belief about learning English, that you are that English is bad, and you are bad at in learning English. This belief called that everything filtered through this belief. What do you think about yourself? What do you need to do in this lesson is that you get a piece of paper and then write down 3-4 positive and strong beliefs about yourself. For example, write, I'm good at speaking, I'm good at writing, I'm good at grammar, everything, every beliefs about yourself. But it need to be it need that your beliefs are positive and strong, and then after that, all experience and success experience that you have about learning English. For example, one time you could speak English. So write this experience. This experience become a reference, and then you can refer to this reference. Then you have a list of your positive beliefs. Every day review your beliefs, your positive beliefs, and then your brain accepts this belief, and we learn better English by this method. So by this method, you'll have a big change in your identity related to English. First you think that English is very bad, but by changing your beliefs about English, and said, no, English is very good. You can change your identity and then you improve. Thanks for your listening. I want to review all this package, and I hope I can do that. So thanks again for listening. Have a good time.